Busy day today on the show. If you didn't catch it, not to worry. That's why the catch-up exists. We talked sport with Smook, West Coast Eagles. They went down. It was, I tell you what, a West Coast Eagles fan's worst nightmare on the weekend. The Dockers won. We also spoke about Cyclone Veronica, the 2015 bushfire coronial inquest, which will start today. So it was much more. But we start off with the Gibson Footy Club doing a great thing for servicemen around the town. Catch up. Bye.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
Feels good. 25 minutes to 7 on Sean for breakfast. Esperance is 747 Triple M. I hope you had your flares and your disco shoes on for that Bee Gees track. And on Saturday, I ventured out to Grass Patch and saw something that was quite amazing and very almost inspirational as well. I just want to read something out from Bronwyn Rowland. She posted this on Saturday. A few months ago, I saw a post on the community page about an old returned serviceman in town who needed a load of wood if anyone had some. After contacting the RSL president, Steve Miller, Brooklyn and I took a load of wood to town to a very grateful and emotional man and his wife to use in their Metta's stove to keep their home warm. After talking to the president and finding out that this wasn't an isolated situation and other diggers in town also struggled through winter sometimes, unable to afford a load of wood, we decided we wanted to help. We went to our next footy committee meeting, that's the Gibson Footy Club, and asked what everyone thought about getting the players out to our place in Grasspatch so we could, as a club, help. And today it all happened. A steady stream of utes and players came through the gate, and after cutting the wood and having some lunch, they are on their way to town with trailer and ute loads of wood to keep the diggers warm. Very proud of our diggers and also very proud of our football club. This is a great demonstration of how something very simple as a group of club people, men, women, players, and administration people as well, can get together, cut some wood. I was there. I wasn't cutting the wood. I'm injured. But I was there, and they cut this wood, took it into town, and dropped it off to service people that really do need our support. I mean, they've come back after fighting for our country, and something as simple as a load of wood to keep them warm during the winter can make a huge difference. And I think it just shows us all that it's not what your community can do for you, but what you can do for your community. That's a famous quote almost from a famous US president, and I think it really rings true in this situation. Well done, Bronwyn Rowland and Steve. You guys sort this up, and great work to everyone involved. And I want to put it out there for all the other clubs, the football clubs, the hockey clubs, the soccer clubs. If you can think of something to do to the community, something to help, then do it. Just go ahead and do it. Don't talk about it, just do it. This is the Rolling Stones. Possibly their greatest track. Now next under the lino, Esperance history lesson about Bandit Creek. It's coming up on Triple M.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
Feels good. Blue Suede on Sean for breakfast. Esperance is 747 Triple M. Quentin Tarantino loved that song. He used it in that movie Reservoir Dogs. It's a violent movie, but it's a good watch as well. A movie about a bank robbery where you never actually see the bank robbery. How great's that?
Dan the Surfman Surf Report.
And it is a Monday. We've got Dan the Surfman lined up for you. It's cloudy conditions. I wonder if we'll be heading out this morning. Dan, are we out in the surf this morning?
G'day, Sean. I'm not heading out today. Nah, it's a little bit cold for me, Sean.
A little bit cold. I thought that's why they invented wetsuits and jumpers.
Nah, I'm joking. It's just in West Beach, it's probably a little bit big, the swell for the wind. So there's no real kind of clean waves coming in, not even at Chappies.
What about the rest of the week?
Looking at the week, I reckon tomorrow morning's the pick. Offshore, swell's dropping down, which is good because it's quite large at the moment. I reckon Kelpie's beyond tomorrow. Otherwise, the banks at Westies are pretty good at firsties and middles, so depending on how much that swell drops, I reckon you'll be all right in town.
Would you be waiting out for the rest of the week as well? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
I reckon Wednesday could be a sneaky good day. The conditions say it's going to turn onshore pretty early, but it's 30 degrees, and these surf conditions do change, especially down in Esperance, this microclimate. Yeah, I reckon Tuesday, Wednesday's your pick, and then you just have to wait for the weekend.
I reckon those 30-degree little days, it's sort of just a nice breath of fresh air, because it starts to get colder, then you get these little gifts every now and again where it's 30, like get back down to the beach, enjoy the sun, soak it up on your Blue Haven Rock. I'm looking forward to Wednesday.
Yes, definitely.
Well, mate, we'll have to catch up with you a bit later in the week. You have a good one.
All right. See you later, mate.
This is Matchbox 20 and Push coming up next. Byron Bay's Blues Fest with a caller who might be going. It's coming up on Triple M.
Across Esperance, Sean for breakfast.
It split ends 6 months in a leaky boat on Sean for breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. It's 8:10. And today is the first day of a very intense and possibly distressing period at the Esperance Courts. There will be a 5-day coronial inquest into the events that transpired around Esperance during the 2015 bushfires. Starts at 10:30 today. Feel free to come down and have a look and have a listen. You probably remember the fires. They were devastating. 4 people lost their lives, including 3 backpackers and a brave local man, Freddie Curno, who turned back into the fire to try and save the lives of those backpackers. 19 properties were destroyed and more than 300,000 hectares of land was scorched. I was out at Grass Patch on the weekend and you can still see the remnants of this fire. So there'll be 5 days at the courts. Questions will focus on the timing of water bombers, why they didn't come quicker, and also the response time of the authorities around the area. I think there is also a question as to why volunteer firefighters weren't allowed to go in early and push the fire back while they had the opportunity. These are all questions that will come up in the next few days. I will be there. I won't miss a beat, and I'll be covering the story throughout the week. Triple M is the station to hear all the latest on this story. This isn't a time to point the finger. This is an opportunity to try and learn from the mistakes of the past. And I just want to say on that, we all make mistakes. These are high-pressure situations. This is life and death decisions. It's not about whose fault it was. It's about what we can do better if this came about next time. Talking about weather disasters, Cyclone Veronica continues to rumble up there in the Pilbara. I'll give you the latest next after the Beatles. A Hard Day's Night on Triple M.
Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
That's Abba and Sean for breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. Grab a jumper. It's a chilly start of the week. We're hovering around the 16 degrees right now. And last night on the Triple M Esperance Facebook page, I decided to put up a post which simply read, "What is Esperance missing?" And if you've got an opportunity this morning, jump onto the Facebook page because the conversation is buzzing. We've had 83 comments so far of different things that people are suggesting. Some unreasonable, some really good ideas, which I think would be great for our town. An ocean pool is really going off here. Apparently a lot of people around Esperance wouldn't mind an ocean pool. I'm going to look into that a little bit more closely later this week. Julie said a reliable cheap flights, that's not a bad one either. Sean Doyle, he said a good radio presenter. Well, Sean, you're going to have to receive what you get given. Joe said a bowling alley. We've had Kmart. We've had Coles in there as well. Join in the conversation. What is Esperance missing? What would you like to see around town? There's only one stipulation. You cannot mention the jetty. You cannot mention it at all. Anything else is fair game, but not the jetty, please. We've had enough of talking about it. Join in the Triple M Essence Facebook conversation this morning. I'll follow up this tomorrow. I want to see if we can make some of these things possible. Let's make a simple Facebook post a reality. This is Paul Kelly and the Messengers and Dumb Things. He's a storyteller and an Australian great, and he's up now.
Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
Sean for breakfast. Esperance is 7:47 Triple M. And what a wonderful and weird start it was to the 2019 AFL season. There was quite a few upsets to talk to me about that and the other sport from the weekend. I've got Smook on the line. Hey, Smook, how are your tips looking?
G'day, Sean. I think you know exactly how they're looking, and it's not good.
Talk me through some of those lost tips. I'm sure you would have tipped the West Coast Eagles, who are underwhelming at the Gabba on Saturday night.
Yeah, I certainly did tip the West Coast Eagles, Sean. Premiership hangover, perhaps. Look, they got beaten around the contest, bar sort of Dom Sheed. It was a pretty underwhelming effort from the midfield group. And then the young forward line, with the exception of Jack Darling, was okay. And the young fella, Oscar Allen, played quite well. It was just a really not a great effort. And the young Brisbane side really showed a lot. And once they got their tails up, they were really hard to stop.
I reckon you're exactly right. It was that the ferociousness and the pressure around the ball, the young Brisbane Lion midfielders, Lachie Neale had a field day. McCluggage, the man that sounds like a blocked drain, he was terrific as well. He's an up-and-coming player. And the Eagles looked like it was humid and hot out there because they looked slow on their feet. They lacked that pressure. And after quarter time, 14 goals to 2, the Eagles just didn't fire a shot.
Yeah, they really didn't. And like you say, it looked humid. And if you had watched that game without the context of it being round one, you would have thought that it was at the end of the season and they looked like they were heavy on their legs. Whether being 4 weeks behind after playing in a grand final and they're not quite where they want to be, I'm not too sure. But they won't be too concerned, I wouldn't have thought, Sean. They'll have Josh Kennedy looks like he'll probably be back this week. Willie Rioli's every chance to play this week as well. And Jamie Cripps will probably play some waffle minutes this week and be available for selection in round three.
Yeah, I'm not concerned for the West Coast Eagles at all. Believe me, it's not panic
I
stations.
Bet you're not, my friend.
What about the Frio Dockers, though? And in terms of a more surprising result, I don't know which one was. I thought the West Coast Eagles upset was big, but I thought the way the Dockers went about the game yesterday was huge, an absolute shellacking.
Well, yeah. Absolutely right, Sean. As bad as West Coast were, the Dockers were that good. Ross Lyon said in the preseason he feels like he's coaching better than ever. And when I heard that, I had a little giggle to myself.
I just
and
giggled
thought,
then.
This bloke is talking a little bit of rubbish at the moment. And he is absolutely right. If this is his doing and he's turned them around like this, they played really good, free-flowing, attacking football. They scored 100 points by three-quarter time, which, to put it into context, they only did four times all of last season. They just played like a team possessed yesterday. They tackled hard, they ran hard, they chased hard, and they made the most of their opportunities when they came.
Yeah, they looked more like a Ross Lyon side. So that harassing from the wings, from your half forwards, from the midfield, it was there, and that's a Ross Lyon trademark. But it was the once they turned the ball over, which Dockers have always been good at, it was the fast movement. In previous Ross Lyon side, it was, oh, we've turned the ball over, let's stop and wait for everyone to get back. Oh yeah, I might chip it sideways and I might go this way. Not yesterday. They were running. Bradley Hill was superb. Their runners as well. I think Brayshaw get a couple. I thought Travis Collier and Reece Conker were good in their first games for the Frio Dockers. They moved it forward. And you see what happens when they move it fast. Cam McCarthy kicks 5. Tabiner looked really good as well. I mean, that's how it works.
Really, it's just incredible, Sean. And like you say, all those players you mentioned really stood up. Cam McCarthy, who's been much maligned since he moved to Fremantle, he was absolutely fantastic yesterday. And I've been critical of him a lot over the journey, but he really stood up. Young Darcy Tucker was really impressive for mine. He had a really good day through the midfield and kicked a couple of goals as well. And of course, the captain with the arm sleeve, Nat Fyfe, his first half was just incredible. 20 touches at halftime, 16 of them contested. He is an absolute monster. He's a beast. He will have picked up the 3 Brownlow votes yesterday, I would have thought, and he is going to be very hard to stop this year.
Yeah, maybe. I reckon McCarthy might have got his measure there. So your tips were 2, mine was 6. So we'll keep a running tally throughout the year. You might want to lift your game there. Feels
good. Waking up has never felt so good. Sean for breakfast.
Wilson Pickett on the radio box. Sean for breakfast. Assessments at 7:47 Triple M. It is a Monday. We've just finished the weekend and there was a whole bunch of sport. Of course, the 2019 AFL season started. We also had some cricket and the Australian men's did really well overnight against Pakistan. They've recorded their second win from 2 starts, mainly thanks to a very strong performance from the captain, Aaron Finch. What's your thoughts, Mook?
Oh, Aaron Finch, I wrote him off, didn't I, Sean?
I wrote him off.
It just goes to show, if you throw enough darts, eventually one of them is going to hit the bullseye. Aaron Finch has hit the bullseye towards the end of that India one-day series, and he's carried on that form nicely. with a couple of big scores to open the series here. An unbeaten 153 last night to guide Australia to an 8-wicket win. Another big opening partnership with Usman Khawaja as well, who scored 80-odd himself. It really looks like the top of the order is starting to fire a little bit. Sean Marsh made runs in the first match as well. And the rest of the batters haven't really been called on, to be completely honest. Mm. And I guess the only sour notes come out of last night's game, Sean, is a shoulder injury to Jai Richardson, who looked to have dislocated his shoulder reasonably badly. And that's almost certainly going to rule him out of the rest of this series and probably have longer implications about the Ashes and the World Cup as well.
Yeah, it'd be interesting because that was a headache that the selectors were going to have. Which bowlers they picked, it makes it a little bit easier, but very sad for a West Australian, Jai Richardson, going down there. I just wonder if... I mean, Pakistan, they're pretty good, but not the greatest of bowling lineups. I just hope we don't get to a World Cup and we pick these players who have bullied these lesser attacks and they get to the big stage and they crumble. I just hope that we're playing them into form and this isn't any false hope.
Yeah, I hope so too, Sean. But I guess you can only dismiss what's put in front of you. So as long as they keep taking wickets and bowling good line and length. I mean, Aaron Finch bowled 10 pretty tidy over the last night. So that probably says a little bit about where... the Pakistan batting lineup is at the minute. But it's interesting to see, Sean, the IPL started overnight and Dave Warner in his first match has made a big 80 off about 50 balls. So he's straight back into the IPL and straight back into a bit of form, which is great for the selectors, a great headache to have.
Yeah, I kept one close eye on that game. David Warner looked ominous. And just before I let you go, the AFLW, the preliminary finals happened on the weekend. Our Dockers girls, well, they were overcome by Carlton, who were quite good. And Adelaide absolutely smashed a hapless Geelong. Geelong were pointless to halftime. They'll also go through the grand final as well.
Yeah, it was a shutout for Adelaide over Geelong in the first half. And Adelaide, who have probably been the best side all year, they flexed their muscle. They were really impressive. And for the Dockers, it was a disappointing way to end the season. It all started badly on the day with their captain, Cara Dinell, and she was a late withdrawal with a knee injury, I believe, a knee and quad soreness. Taylor Harris from Carlton, who's had a pretty tumultuous week with the photo controversy and the online trolls that were really getting stuck into her. She had a really good game, kicked a couple of goals, kicked a goal and had plenty of touches. So Carlton, who were probably the slight underdogs going into the match, they won 64-28 and they'll play in the grand final this year after finishing on the bottom of the ladder last year. So it's a very impressive turnaround.
I was going to say, the wooden spoon has turned premiers. Reminds me of what happened on Saturday at Ports Oval, Tom Smirk, when the Ports Cricket Club, who got the wooden spoon last year, overcame Coastal. So there you go. It can happen.
They said they couldn't do it, Sean, but they bloody did it.
They've only bloody gone and done it. I've been speaking to Tom Smirk or Smook this morning, talking about all the sport. Mate, get back to the drawing board and work on those tips.
Yeah, I'll be doing a bit of research this week. Don't you worry about that, Sean.
Catch you, mate.
See you, mate.
Sean for breakfast catch-up on Triple M.
Bye-bye. Have a good time.
Listen to Sean for breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.